It could be called The Book That Won't Go Away. If I Did It is O.J. Simpson's account of how the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman might have occurred, or so he says. You'll recall the book was pulled from the market last year because it provoked so much controversy over O.J. Simpson's huge advance and the thought that he might profit from the murders. Then, last month, in an ironic twist, a judge awarded rights to the book to the family of murder victim Ronald Goldman. Now, Beaufort Books, a small New York publishing company, has agreed to publish it. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
If it had been published as planned, If I Did It would have been released late last year by HarperCollins. O.J. Simpson had gotten a big advance on the book, and reaction to the news of it was so explosive that Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation, parent company of HarperCollins, decided not to release it and destroyed 400,000 copies. One might have thought that was the end of that.
This is the way to make O.J. Simpson pay.
David Cook is one of the attorneys who helped the family of Ron Goldman win the rights to O.J. Simpson's book in a bankruptcy proceeding in Florida. Cook says profits from the book are the only way the Goldmans can collect on a $38 million wrongful death judgment against O.J. Simpson, and the only way they can get justice.
In this country, in a civil setting, money is justice, and justice is money, and there's just no two ways about it.
When news that the rights to the book had been awarded to the Goldmans, L.A.-based agent Charlene Martin was paying attention.
It occurred to me that there could be great value in this book, and once I read it and realized that this, in fact, was a confessional, I offered my services to help the Goldmans find a publisher for it.
Because of its confessional nature, Martin sees the book as a way for the Goldmans to get some satisfaction that goes beyond money. She and the Goldmans believe it's a vehicle for telling the real story of what happened that night. Martin began shopping the book around. Sarah Nelson, editor-in-chief of Publishers Weekly, says the big publishing houses weren't interested.
I mean, this was the book, or this was a version of the book, that Rupert Murdoch didn't want to publish. I mean, so none of the major publishers want to step up and say, I'm going to publish the book that was too down market for Rupert Murdoch.
Eventually, Martin brought the book to a small New York house, Beaufort Books, which reached an agreement with the Goldmans. The Simpson book is a departure for Beaufort, which normally shares both the cost of publishing and profits with its authors. Its titles include a number of self-help books like My Feet Aren't Ugly, A Girl's Guide to Loving Herself, and Why Bad Grades Happen to Good Kids. Eric Campman is president of Beaufort Books.
In terms of how we're going to handle it, I think that his own words condemn him, but I'm one person.
Campman says he has not yet decided whether to change the name of the book, but he says the new version will include additional material, including an introduction by the Goldmans, which will provide context for the reader.
And I think that the public should make their own judgments if they already haven't, because it's almost like the witness is on the stand and hears his story. And his story is condemning himself, which is so unusual.
Campman says they're still gauging market interest in the book in order to determine how many copies to print. Sarah Nelson believes it's a book that will do best on the Internet.
It's much more anonymous, and it's much easier to buy the book. It's like buying pornography. You don't have to actually walk into the store and buy it and have a discussion with somebody about it. And I don't think you're going to see people reading it on the subway.
The book is due out in October. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.